Hey everyone, I'm Andrew Warner. I'm the founder of Mixergy.com, home of the ambitious upstart. Every day I invite a different entrepreneur here to talk about how he or she built their business, to ask them questions like how much money did you make on your business, to ask them about their setbacks, how they recovered, and I do it all for an audience of entrepreneurs so that they can learn and go out there and build their own companies and hopefully come here and do an interview someday themselves. Well, today's guest rescheduled at the last minute, but fortunately I noticed something interesting happen on Twitter. The old debate between WordPress and Thesis broke out, and I thought I'd invite both founders, the founders behind both those companies, to come here and talk about what the argument is. They both were past Mixergy guests, so I had them on my Skype, and so I was able to connect them. The guests are Matt Monweg. He is the founding developer of WordPress. WordPress is an open source, freely available platform, I was going to say for blogging, but it's for more than blogging. It's used by sites like Mixergy, by people like the guys who create the Wall Street Journal's website. Well, WordPress, you know it. The other side is Chris Pearson. He is a developer of Thesis. It's a theme that's built on top of WordPress, and many people happily pay for Thesis, and it's used by sites like copyblogger.com. At issue is, as I said earlier, if Chris creates a theme that's built to work on top of WordPress, does he have to use the same GPL, the general public license, that WordPress has? And just as important for me as a businessman, if he does it mean that Thesis, which many people today pay for, does it mean that it has to be given away as freely as WordPress? Well, those are the issues that I wanted to find out about. I also was hoping to just bring them together in peace and harmony and be the person who would do that and get the credibility that comes from finally solving this Crips versus Blood issue that goes on in the blogosphere every once in a while. I'll let you see if I did it or not. I got to thank my three sponsors. Shopify, thanks for paying for me to be able to do stuff like this. Grasshopper, thanks for continuing to send those checks over. And PickClick, my buddy Ryan, congratulations on building that company. Here is the program. Why don't we start off with Matt? Can you give us just a short version of what the issue is from your side, and then we'll hear it from Chris?
Sure. WordPress is built on a license called the GPL that says, which has enabled hundreds of thousands of people to build amazing businesses off it. And all it really says is that you can do whatever you like, but anything built on top of the GPL must be GPL itself. And that's kind of the crux of it. There's over 10,000 GPL plugins, several thousand GPL themes, and many GPL theme-based businesses such as WooThemes, StudioPress, iThemes. I mean, you had AD on the show. That's sort of how the WordPress ecosystem works.
And your issue with Chris is that he's doing what?
I don't have any issue with Chris. Thesis has stated publicly that they believe in a different interpretation of the GPL, that the GPL doesn't apply to them, that WordPress's license doesn't apply and they don't need to follow it. So that's obviously harmful to the WordPress community, and I'd love for them to join and be GPL.
Chris, what do you say to that?
Well, I think let's look at this from a really just rational perspective. Matt said, for instance, and has said on other occasions, that Thesis is harmful to the WordPress community. But I consider that a very interesting statement and one that needs to be examined, simply because Thesis has over 27,000 users, many of whom were not introduced to WordPress except through Thesis. And Thesis has also, since its inception in 2008, and then prior to that, my legacy before that, has done a lot. Pretty much, I would argue, has been the driving force in both premium theme and just theme innovation in general. And Thesis is responsible for the increased amount of attention that this particular aspect of websites has received.
Chris, I don't think Matt's arguing with that, and I don't think he's taking any credit away from the significance of Thesis and the functionality of it. He's suggesting that if it's built on top of WordPress, that it also needs to have the GPL license, and you're saying that it doesn't. Right, Matt?
That's correct, but hold on. I think that my statement earlier and the point I was making needs to be made. He is saying that I'm hurting the community, yet I'm bringing thousands and thousands of people to the WordPress platform and increasing the functionality that they are able to get while using WordPress as their backbone. I'm wedding more people to WordPress by offering a fantastic functionality that they're not going to be willing to give up and switch and go to Drupal or something else where they can't get this. That's
Matt,
important.
What do you say to that?
I'd love to respond to that. One, I mean, thesis inherently isn't hurting the community. It's just that anyone violating the license is disrespectful to the thousands of people who built WordPress and all the other businesses that respect WordPress's license. I mean, 27,000 users is very impressive and nothing to sneeze at. But in terms of thesis driving all innovation in the world or the premium theme market, I mean, 27,000 users is basically 4 hours of WordPress downloads. We do over 100,000, 150,000 downloads when we do releases. I mean, WordPress is a community of over 25 million users. Well, 25, 20, 30,000, even 100,000 would be impressive. I don't think it's fair to say that it's responsible for WordPress's success.
I didn't say that. I didn't say Thesis was responsible for WordPress's success. I said that Thesis was responsible for bringing a great number of people to the WordPress platform and wedding them to it by offering a superior functionality.
Superior to all of the themes?
A superior functionality to that which is offered by the platform without Thesis.
So it does help WordPress to have Thesis. But Chris, what about the license? What about the GPL?
Okay, let's think about this. I could build, let's say I want to build a piece of software for distributing music, and you know, something like a last.fm or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. In theory, this could be built in PHP and exist on any server. And there may be, you know, just in theory, you know, I could tie that into WordPress somehow and have people run that through a WordPress site. And so I would have built this music product, my own thing, totally separate, and then decided to make it usable on WordPress. And in doing so, basically this argument stipulates that because it works on WordPress at all, that it must inherit WordPress's license. And I think that that's faulty. And I want to take this a little bit further and say that at what point does WordPress get to be the be-all, end-all about what, you know, what works with it? All it does is deal with front a back-end, you know, database writes and reads. So why does it get to determine everything else, even if the scope of another project that works in, you know, works with WordPress may vastly exceed the scope of WordPress itself? How much sense does that make?
So basically, without Thesis, WordPress isn't useful for anyone to create websites or have SEO or do anything?
I didn't say any of that.
But it's just a back-end system. It doesn't have the scope of Thesis. I'm trying to understand this.
I didn't relate that to Thesis. I was merely saying that you could build any application about anything and tie it in and make it work on WordPress, but that shouldn't necessarily dictate that it should inherit WordPress's licensing. That doesn't make any sense.
I think what Chris is saying is that if Last.fm or if Andrew Warner create a plugin or create anything that enhances WordPress, do we then have to take the license that WordPress has? Is that right, Chris?
Well, not exactly, because I mean, I would say that plugins and really small, like tiny little bits of functionality that are totally dependent upon WordPress, I guess I can't say that. I don't think it should have to inherit that, not a plugin or something like that, no.
Now, is this an opinion, or is that based on your reading of the license?
Well, Brian Waislick, an attorney in Florida, has published an article called Why the GPL Does Not Apply to Premium WordPress Themes, and he cites a couple of court cases as precedents, one involving Nintendo, another involving the Sega Genesis console. And if you think about it, the relationship between a console and a game is very similar to WordPress and a theme, or WordPress and a plugin. Now, in both of these cases where precedent has been set, they determined that the console had no right to dictate what exactly these independent publishers making these games could do as far as their own licensing and stuff is concerned. And that's, you know, as far as this is concerned, that's some pretty much landmark litigation that's related to this case, at least something that's actually been tested in court rather than just accusations and, oh, well, we prefer that most people play ball the way that we want. That's not good enough for me. What's good enough for me is the truth.
Matt, what do you think about that opinion?
Well, first of all, I believe the person he's referring to wasn't Brian Waislick. It was actually Mike Waislick.
I meant to say Mike. Sorry about that.
He's a foreclosure attorney in rural Florida. I'm not a lawyer. So, and also the Nintendo case or whatever, which I think was from the 80s or 90s, has nothing to do with the GPL. The GPL is a license. And when you build using other people's software, you have to respect the license that it's under. For example, some software specifically states, it specifically creates an exemption. For example, LGPL software or Apache software that says, well, if you build something on Apache, you don't need to follow, there's no restrictions, or you don't have to preserve the freedom of your users in building it if you build a module for Apache. But if you build a module for Drupal, or a plugin for WordPress, or a theme for WordPress, or anything like that, the license says you do have to follow the GPL. So I think it's just a matter of choosing the platform. Like, if you disagreed with the GPL, I mean, just use a platform which doesn't have the GPL. To clarify this, I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I've read it. I've built GPL software for 8-9 years now. The GPL is older than I am, basically, or almost as old as I am. So we seeked out, you know, professional opinions. The first person I ever talked to this about was Harry Meeker, who's a very fancy intellectual property attorney in Silicon Valley, probably charges $500 an hour or something, but also is the chief counsel for Mozilla and Firefox, and, you know, is intimately familiar with how the GPL, Mozilla's MPL, all of these licenses work. More recently, we went to the Software Freedom Law Center, which is the sort of pro bono law group which has done all of the cases around the GPL. There's been like a few dozen cases around the GPL. Some of them have had court decisions in Europe. In the US, every company that's been brought a GPL case, including giants like Cisco, has decided to settle rather than try to challenge it. And so the Software Freedom Law Center actually went very deep on this. They downloaded WordPress, they read through the code, they looked at how themes work, they looked at how themes use functions, how they use data structures, how they use the database, how they use all of WordPress's code, and determined that they did substantively link WordPress code.
Not all themes operate the same way. Not all themes use all those things the same way. That's a very, very thin slice of what WordPress, of the way that interaction takes place. And that thin slice just does a massive injustice to any kind of innovation that may usurp that originally established method of operation. It doesn't leave room for massive fundamental changes in the way things operate, maybe enhancements in efficiency, different types of code, the way that code is actually served. That's a very thin slice. I don't see that holding up in court. There's no way.
Well, I think just one way to test it is, you know, take a screenshot of a website running WordPress without Thesis, and then take a screenshot of a website running Thesis without WordPress. It'd be a blank screen. It wouldn't work. That's just a very simple test.
What about this?
Well, that's
Matt,
the same thing. If WordPress is not running a theme, it's a blank screen. So the same applies to both. Just to put that out.
You could run anything.
Yeah, Matt, but without a theme at all, WordPress serves a white page.
Matt, when I had Chris on Mixergy, you in the comments said that he could make one little change and he would be in compliance. What's that change, and how? And then I'll ask Chris how that would impact his business.
He just has to say his theme is GPL. That's it.
And if he took that, how would it, Chris, how would it impact your business?
Well, I think it would have a variety of different impacts on the business. The most important one to me is simply my right as an individual to put out some creative work that's independent. I'm not, like WordPress did not empower me to write this software. I wrote all this stuff. I thought about all this stuff. I thought about all the data structures inherent to serving a web page. I've constructed this all myself, and I take great pride in that. And also, I do get a little bit defensive when that is attacked, as if, like, because WordPress existed prior to me coming up with all this stuff, that I somehow have to adhere to something that was established beforehand. That's not fair. That's like charging our children with debt that we, you know, accrue now. That I'm not in line with that philosophy. I think that's terrible, and
what
I wouldn't
that
do that. What does that mean? What?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I want to go back to answering Andrew's question, because he said, "How would it impact your business?" Yeah. So, well, one, it would require me to make a concession about something that I don't think I need to concede to. Why should I change? You know, I'm protected right now. With myself, my work is protected, which it should naturally be, and I want to retain that right. If I go GPL, then I am ceding that right. So for me, the number one issue is the personal concession that I would be making, and not of any real impact of my business. I don't want to make that personal concession because I don't have to. Okay. The number two thing, and how my business would be affected, is if I were to go GPL, that means anyone could take my code and do whatever they want with it for any purpose they please. Well, you know, I've already seen this happen where people have tried to do this, but they're not legal in doing so. They'll take Thesis and go sell it for $47 or undercut the price. And why wouldn't you do that? you know, a lot of people like to talk about this argument, and they'll say, well, you know, people sell iPhone knockoffs for cheaper or whatever, but it's not the exact iPhone. So yeah, if you could get an iPhone for $50 instead of $400, you better damn well believe you're going to buy that $50 iPhone if it's the same iPhone. But it's not, so Apple's protected. In my case, thesis, if it were GPL, it could be the same thesis. You could be buying the same one for less, so why would you pay my price? Or pay my price, yeah. Why would you do that? So there, that is opening up the door for a vulnerability that I don't have to open the door up to. Why would I invite that kind of vulnerability knowingly into my life? That doesn't make any sense. I cannot see a sane individual doing that, except for they thought they might be able to gain more from the perceived exposure they'll get from WordPress. So there's some thing that people see. Like, I'm not really throwing anyone on the bus here, but I know that Brian Gardner and others chose to go GPL because they thought it would be better for their businesses. But I've gotten feedback from them about links that they have on WordPress and other things, and they say it's not worth it. So now, I've got to distill that information with my own feelings, and it adds up to not worth it.
Could I respond to that?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Well, first of all, regardless of promotion from WordPress or anything, I mean, you should respect the license of the software you build on because it's the right thing to do. Not because
How is that? I think that what I've done stands alone outside of WordPress completely. Why should I respect that? It's not that I don't respect WordPress. I do. I only build on WordPress and push people in its direction because I genuinely appreciate the way WordPress has evolved over the years and what development has occurred. And I like a lot of people in the community.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
So I'm not disrespecting it. You are claiming I'm disrespecting it, but none of my users, I promise, they don't think I'm disrespecting WordPress. They think I'm making it better. So that's a very, very slanted opinion and one that you continue to perpetuate. I argue that it's false.
Sorry, I'm just trying to finish my sentence. I think that when you don't follow the license of someone who wrote something, it is disrespectful. Just like if I downloaded your software and distributed it for free, that would bother you because it's something you made and you distributed it under a certain license. And if I violated that license, it would be disrespectful. Number two, the second point is that, you know, your business would be hurt somehow if people could, as you say, take your code and sell it for cheaper or something like that. Two parts. One, I think that undersells thesis to an extent. I think that from what I've heard about people who like thesis, it's much more than just the code and the theme. It's the forums and the support and the community and all the things around it that make it really viable. And that's not something that someone in, you know, another country selling it for half price is going to be able to duplicate because they don't have you. And second, there's been every other premium theme developer and vendor in the world has already gone GPL and their businesses have been just fine. So, I mean, you know, Woo Themes, what did they say on the show? Over 2 million per year. I know others who are doing more than that. I mean, they're doing great. And so, you know, if you're worried about that, I would just look to the other people who have sort of paved the path here and shown that, you know, people who aren't going to, my personal opinion, this isn't a legal GPL thing, it's just that people who don't want to pay for your code are going to pirate it anyway. And businesses and people building on you and folks who want to be part of the platform will pay because they want to support it. They want to see it to continue to develop. And finally, there's this sort of point you keep bringing up that innovation is going to stop if because of WordPress's license.
I didn't say it would stop. I said it does not. The license does not account for innovation outside the scope of whatever lawyerly review was conducted on the software at the time.
Well, I think that what's going on is that lots of innovation happens on WordPress, and it's all within. Everything I've seen is within the scope of the license. I mean, you can have third-party services. You know, I've built two of them now, Akismet and VaultPress, which, you know, create value on top of WordPress and are paid services. I remember at one point Viddler, which is a video hosting service, actually used WordPress's user system as the base for their user system. I mean, there's all sorts of different ways you can build on top of GPL software and create a really fantastic business. And so I guess don't worry about that as much if that's sort of your primary concern.
It does seem
I said it wasn't my primary concern. I stated that my primary concern was the fact that I would be violating something to myself. It's something that I would be adopting a stance that I just don't agree with and that doesn't think is actually applicable to my situation. So I would, in a sense, be personally fraudulent, and I hold myself to that standard. And there's no way I'm going to operate in a manner that is not in congruency with my character. Because you said that all these other theme developers did that. That's suggesting a game of follow the leader, and I think a brief examination of my history will show that I am anything but a follower.
I think we've got two different issues here. The one is the conviction, and the other is the business. Let's talk just a little bit about the business, and then maybe we can find out. Then I'd like to dig deeper into the conviction that you have that you're each walking the right path here. Matt, I am looking at Thesis Themes, and he's got a developer option here that allows developers to only install Thesis on sites they own. If he were to go GPL, developers, couldn't they just install it on any website that they wanted to? And then wouldn't that take a substantial amount of revenue away from Chris?
Well, they could do that now.
You're saying legally they could, even though he doesn't believe that?
No, if they don't care about what he asked or anything like that, they could do that now. You could easily say, well, we only support, you know, one site if you have this license or something like that. There's lots of sort of ways you can do it, but the fact of the matter is that if you create something fantastic that provides value for people, you ask them for money for it, generally they're going to pay you for it. And I mean, lots of the other businesses, including WooThemes and everyone else, has developer options and personal options. So I don't see that as a barrier.
So you'd suggest that he offered this under GPL and basically sell the support and the forums and the connection to Chris, but not sell the theme itself?
You could even sell the theme itself. There's nothing in the GPL that says it has to be free.
But if it is GPL, couldn't I just take a copy of it and offer it for free on my website without him being able to stop me?
Apparently people are already doing that.
You're saying people are already...
That's not an answer to the question.
But could they, at that point, wouldn't he be ceding his legal right to that to stop them? Wouldn't he at that point be saying, yeah, you could? And I am seeing that WooThemes does have that issue since you brought them up. I can get a WooTheme for free online. I can also buy it from other people other than WooThemes. And there's a little bit of confusion when you do a search for WooThemes, who you're buying it from. And I could see some people buying it from someone who's not WooThemes and maybe even being a little confused.
Sure. And that would be a marketing issue. That could be a trademark issue. Let's say I was going to download Thesis. Let's say GPL. Thesis was GPL. And I was going to create, you know, Antithesis and sell it on my site. I wouldn't be able to call it Thesis because Chris still has the trademark to Thesis, I assume. Also, GPL does not invalidate your copyright. In fact, GPL is built on copyright. That's why if the GPL wasn't valid, no one would have any ability to use WordPress because they wouldn't have a right because it would all be copywritten by its developers. So copyright says he could create other licenses if he wanted. So for example, movable type is available under a GPL license, but also available under a proprietary license. You could also create a separate license for the JavaScript, images, and CSS, which were determined not to be fall under the GPL by the Software Freedom Law Center.
I see. What do you think about that, Chris?
I mean, you know, we could talk all day about what applies and what doesn't apply. For me, the bottom line is simply the fact that, at this point, there's been such a hot air around this issue for so long, and I mean, this can't be understated or just glossed over as if it's not true. My position in the market is pretty much at the top. I'm the most visible person in this space, so everyone's gunning for me. Everyone wants a piece. If I open the door to letting other people profit off me, they're gonna run and do that. Right now, tons of people are still profiting from my work and doing doing extremely handsomely. And we have a lot more plans to enable these economies to develop around Thesis in the future. I want to help people make money. I do not want people making money off of my good name and my good product and undercutting me and selling me for less out in the wild and having the legal authority to do so. That's a poor business decision, if you ask me. That's the only way to look at that.
You are very, very lucky that the developers of WordPress don't feel the same way as you.
Why is that? Because WordPress exists and I'm able to use it?
Yeah.
I mean, I choose WordPress because it's the largest platform and has the least path of resistance to me and end user customers who are not familiar with any of these technical details, don't care about licensing terms or anything like that. They just want a website that works.
Well, there's plenty of other non-GPL platforms out there. I mean, you could build on any of them and not have any issues with violating the license.
Well, I guess my point in all this is if you're going to have a license, make it enforceable and enforce it. If you're not, then don't. Well, I mean, this is all just a bunch of discourse over nothing. And actually, I think all it's doing is what it looks like is enhancing my position and importance within the marketplace, which would seem to be a counterintuitive goal for you. So it's like, you know, you'd be better off saying nothing and trying to take me to court or doing something under the covers, behind the scenes, something. But instead, you choose to fight this thing out front that leaves a lot of question marks on both sides of the fence. I'm not saying anything outrageous here. I think a reasonable person would hear this conversation and be genuinely confused about the state of things. That's what I think. So, you know, what does that really say about this whole thing?
So you're saying you want to be a test case for the GPL? You want us to sue you? I mean, that would break my heart. I'd rather you be part of the family.
Oh, right. Well, you just want people to play ball exactly the way you want them to play. But I'm asserting that WordPress does not have some kind of sacred position in the marketplace. They are not the highest authority node up on the tree that gets to determine everything that happens underneath them. That's preposterous. I'm not trying to do that with my customers. I'm just telling them they can't take my stuff and distribute it for free and violate my license. That's all I've said. I'm not trying to enforce anything else. But you're trying to distribute your product in a free manner to everyone and then dictate who can do what one tier removed from your own authority node. You're playing ball two tiers away. That's 2 degrees of separation. That's unbelievable that you're trying to dictate out on those terms after having such a flimsy license to begin with that's unenforceable.
Let's hear the response to that.
Wait, well, one, the GPL is not a flimsy license. It's what Linux is built on. It's literally the most popular license in all of open source software. I didn't write it. It was written in the 80s. It's really quite strong. And two, you said that the only restriction you put on your customers, users of Thesis, is that they can't redistribute it. The only restriction WordPress puts on its users is that they can redistribute it. And if they build something on top of it, it should also be GPL. I mean, that's just how licenses work. Just like your license, you could say whatever you want in your license. And by someone using your software, they agree to it. You could say you can't, you know, say anything bad about Thesis. There's a content management system that says you
Thesis
can't
is not an end user for software, though. I don't repackage WordPress and redistribute that as a download. It is a separate entity. It does not inherit anything from WordPress. That's preposterous. It inherits nothing. And see, the thing that's really bothersome about this is now that we're here in this issue and there is no resolving it, either you sue me or you don't, or and you continue to talk or you don't. But the problem that I have is now you've got all these trolls, all these WordPress people, just slinging mud. They'll believe anything you say, Matt. You're an extremely, extremely high up authority figure in this market. And so anything you say at all can be taken by somebody with fervor and spread around like a disease. So you have an extreme responsibility to be accurate, factual, and to never overstep the boundaries of what you're saying, because any of it can be used in a tortious manner in terrible ways that you probably never intended and certainly didn't have malicious intent, you know, to begin with. So
well,
I'm saying, you know,
accuracy,
I think you need to do a better job of handling that from the top, because look at these things from Andrew Nason, just absolutely slamming me here. He doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's a WordPress developer, so they just say whatever supports their cause. This guy Ryan C. Duff on Twitter just slinging all this mud. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this at all, dude. I don't sling mud at you and say, oh, you do all these terrible things, and then have an army of people slinging mud at you saying you do, you know, that you don't understand, you don't do this, and you don't do that. You know, put a stop to that. It's terrible, dude. I don't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? I developed an honest product. I've been honest with all of my customers. I've done great things for WordPress since 2006. I've been arguably one of the top three most important figures in the history of WordPress. You, Mark Jakewith, and myself are the three people that I'm talking about. So I just don't understand why you, in the position of authority that you're in, allow it to be just degraded to this ridiculous personal level, and like you're fine with all these WordPress, you know, these top WordPress developers, in quotes.
Let's give him a chance to respond to that.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew, for jumping in there. Well, first of all, I'm struck by your humbleness in that you think you're one of the top three people to do with WordPress. I would definitely point to the folks who write the software that gets used hundreds of thousands and millions of times, particularly the core developers, which Nason is one of, Mark Jakewith, Ryan Bourne, who I think has 5,000 commits to the WordPress repository. I mean, these folks to me are the ones who are really the core of WordPress. And even in the premium theme market, you know, from the market share numbers we get, it looks like Thesis is under 10% of the premium theme market. There's just so many other alternatives out there. that have really
I'd say that's a pretty impressive jump considering how many premium themes there are.
Well, less than 10% of the premium theme market, which is less than 5% of the total WordPress user base, less than 3% actually. So you're looking at like 0.3% on the very, very high end of users. And that's me assuming that you have like 50 or 100,000 users. I mean, there's 25 million WordPress blogs in the world. That's easy math to do. Two, I do recognize that as a leader of WordPress, it's a very big responsibility. That's why I reached out to Heather Meeker, I reached out to the Software Freedom Law Center, reached out to the best legal minds who have dedicated their lives to studying the GPL, looking how it interacts with other software. And they did an in-depth audit of how WordPress works, how theme works, how everything works, to give an opinion. And I sort of held off on, though I had my own interpretation, that's why I went to the experts to really look at this issue. That's all. I've done my best to try and be accurate, and I really do believe that the GPL applies to all themes in WordPress.
Well, you've accused me of breaking the law publicly, which I don't appreciate at all. That's not factual. That's not accurate.
Let me ask each of you a question here. Matt, first of all, if Thesis is such a small part of the WordPress community as a whole and of even the premium theme community, can you just agree to disagree on this case and accept that he has a difference of opinion on this and let him do business his way without confrontation?
I think the issue there is that, one, it's a violation of the license, and if we allow someone to violate the license so blatantly, so publicly, and he's not being quiet. He does tell other people the GPL doesn't apply, that doesn't matter. He's threatened.
When I'm asked, because people keep asking.
Well, they keep asking because it's a violation of the license. And when you violate someone's license, that is breaking the law. That's a definition of breaking the law.
So if he agrees not to discuss this issue publicly, would you agree to step away from the issue and just agree to disagree and continue to each do business and the rest to do business without each other?
I've recently started because, Chris promotes his things by pruning the prominent users like Laughing Squid, Matt Cutts, and such. And I recently started talking to these folks, seeing why they chose Thesis, and if they realize
poaching the users, basically. He just bragged earlier about how Laughing Squid left the platform. So Matt, don't frame it like it's some generous thing that you're doing. You're trying to poach the top users as if to hurt us from the top. Don't act like that's not calculated.
Come on. It's not like I'm poaching. I'm not making money from these people. They just weren't aware.
It's not about money, Matt. We both know that.
Excuse me. Let me finish. They didn't know about the GPL issue, and once they knew that it was in violation of WordPress's license, this is obviously something I think as more people are aware of the violation, they probably might want to make a different choice with regards to their theme. And if that could encourage Chris, since all that seems to matter is the bottom line, if that could encourage him to respect WordPress's license, that would be a great outcome.
I see. Chris, here's a question I have for you. If you could be convinced that you can take possession of Thesis, or at least the key parts of it that make it Thesis, and have some control over where Thesis goes and how people promote it, so that the example that I gave about Woo Themes wouldn't apply to you, so I couldn't set up a Thesis knockoff website. If you could be convinced that you can continue to do business under GPL, would you?
It's not that I think I can't do business under the GPL. No,
maintain your revenues and profits.
I think the license, the GPL, is at odds with how I want to distribute my software and what I want it to be, and I don't think that it necessarily should inherit WordPress's license when over 99% of the code within Thesis is Thesis code, based on the actual process of building a website, like certain processes that occur in nature, can be described mathematically by code, and it has and I'm trying to describe it with code. I'm describing a process that exists separate from WordPress or from any piece of software that deals with website development, for that matter. And so I don't. It's its own thing. So why should
you're a businessman? I mean, the business part of you doesn't want this. You don't want Matt to go out to Laughing Squid. You don't want the threat of a lawsuit. Is there a way that you can that you can adopt the GPL and be whole with yourself and maintain your business? And if there is, would you feel comfortable doing that?
I said it's as simple as I don't think that some license that I didn't come up with and don't really want to apply to my piece of software applies to this independent thing, which is Thesis, that exists, you know, that I built. I don't, you know, why should that, I don't think the GPL applies. So if I'm just sitting here in an insulated booth in my own little world, I'm not dreaming up that the GPL should apply to Thesis, and I don't want it to.
So
that's what I'm saying. So it's not about can it work. It might work. I don't want, that's not what I, how I choose to do it. I'm free to choose. I have that right.
But your choice depends on what's good for your business, and it doesn't seem to make sense to continue to battle the WordPress community, or at least to battle Matt's influence in it. And also, I know that you're a man of convictions. I've seen you say things on Twitter that I sat there reading it and said, well, why does he want to engage in that political argument? It can't be good for business. But I realized, you know what? Chris wants to stand up for what he believes, even if it doesn't win him any new business. But you're also you also have an open mind, and if you could be convinced that this is the right thing legally, would you be open to it?
I mean, yeah, if I thought something was a better answer, absolutely. I'm always open to that. I mean, the truth is, I had to think about this issue for a couple of years now, and I put a lot of thought into it. There was actually a time when I was pretty sure I was going to go GPL. But, you know, I've been able to get feedback from others who have done that. What was that?
Why were you going to do it?
Well, I believe that, you know, the whole concept of flow, like there seems to be some gnashing of teeth here between Thesis and WordPress, and obviously it seems better for all parties involved if there is just a natural flow and no gnashing of teeth, a confluence of developmental direction and of what you're trying to achieve. That seems to me that would produce a better overall result in the end. However, I think any astute economic analysis of economic systems, of the way businesses and economies actually work, would very quickly notice that a GPL does some very inorganic things to what are otherwise organic systems. So from a systemic standpoint, on a systemic level, I disagree with the way the GPL perpetuates economies.
Andrew, mind if I jump in for a second?
Absolutely.
Just wanted to point it out. Two examples. One of a theme theme developer, sorry, premium theme developer, WooThemes, got involved with Core WordPress. I promote WooThemes all the time, and they actually contributed code that later became WordPress 3.0's menu system, which now benefits the whole community, including Thesis now supports it. And two, Chris mentioned Brian Gardner earlier in saying that, you know, the only reason that he switched was he thought he'd get more business or something like that. And I think he did it because he thought it was the right thing to do. But he did just tweet out that he says that, and let me pull it up here. StudioPress has higher sales now being GPL with hundreds of competitors than when Revolution, which was the very first premium theme and basically on its own, wasn't GPL and had none. My sales have increased since I went GPL. I have zero regrets. So that's, you know, one of the original premium theme guys sort of testifying how his own business has gone. You know, Chris is a very savvy businessman. I'm sure he would do just fine and even better if I was able to point people to him.
Chris, from a business point of view, does it make sense?
What, the GPL?
For you to adopt it, yeah.
Oh, no, I thought I'd just explain that in detail. I think that it produces skewed results in natural organic economic systems, and I don't want to
induce those skews into my... But that's more of a political macroeconomic answer. What about for your business?
I mean, I think that's how you conduct a proper analysis and choose what's good for your business. You understand how systems work and what consequences are when you induce inorganic things into those systems. When you induce inefficiencies like the GPL, unnatural things.
I see. Is this coming from like a libertarian point of view?
I wouldn't say at all. I have no political affiliations like that at all. I'm just someone who's very interested in economics, economic systems, also in systems in general. You know, coding, the whole practice is developing a system to describe another system. And so all the system thinking that I do, you know, has me on a constant search for more information about systems and really trying to understand how they work. I'm not claiming that I'm some kind of genius about systems. I'm not. I learn something new every day, and it's fascinating and wonderful. But when I encounter something like the GPL that seems contrary to many things that I've learned and experienced in my own life, yeah, I'm going to be hesitant to adopt it because my learning and my experience suggests otherwise.
I don't... know how to respond to that because I don't entirely understand what it meant. But I can point to the examples in the WordPress communities. I mean, my own business, tens of millions of dollars. I'm familiar with many, many WordPress businesses, north of hundreds of millions of dollars if you include the web host, all fully compliant with the GPL. So based on that data, I feel like the GPL is not incompatible with flourishing business.
It seems, Chris, to violate your sense of right and wrong. Do I have that right?
Yes, but it's not so much like a right and wrong in the context that most people get it. I just think it's not the right way to set up a business and an economic system. It's not like I think that, you know, this isn't some moral debate. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that it's definitely not on those grounds at all.
What would it take to convince you to adopt it?
I mean, like I said, Andrew, I think that the GPL is something that is artificial and improper to induce upon a system. I don't think it's a good thing. So nothing's going to convince me to do something that I think is a bad idea. Nothing.
Well, then why build on a GPL platform? I mean, if you're right, then WordPress is going to go away and go out of business soon. So why not pick something that wasn't GPL?
Well, that may be true, but number one, I've been building on WordPress for a long time. Number two, WordPress has that huge market presence that you talked about. So it's like, do you want to release a videotape for beta or VHS? Well, smart money's on VHSers. So regardless of what I think about that, you know, and also I think it pays to mention that when I started Thesis, I didn't know about any of this. I wasn't prepared for all this. And so I'm in, you know, this has grown. As this has grown and this issue has also grown, you know, I was already on WordPress. I like WordPress. I don't want these problems. I just wish everybody would be quiet about the issue. However, now that we, you know, have come to the point where we are, and I understand more about the situation, others understand more about the situation, you know, we'll be able to make some educated choices about the future. What reasonable business person is going to say, oh, I no longer agree with this, and just cut the umbilical cord like that when you have thousands and thousands of customers? No one would do that. So I encourage a little bit of sympathy and understanding for my position and exactly why I haven't taken some kind of brash action. I'm thinking about everyone involved here.
You're saying this is your livelihood, and you can't do that to your livelihood.
Well, I'm not going to do that to the people who are relying on me to provide them with solutions.
You talked in your interview about all the people who are depending on Thesis and the company behind it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Matt, so if he doesn't back away from his position right now, you're not going to sue him, right? You don't want to sue a member of the community. You don't want to sue someone who's so well known and loved in the space, do you?
I really hope it doesn't come to that.
Does that mean that you have... Are you thinking of doing it?
Well, if in the WordPress community, you know, people started deciding that the GPL doesn't apply, it's a very, very slippery slope, not just for WordPress, but for all of open source. And like you said, there hasn't been a court case yet in the United States because every company, including big ones like Cisco, have backed down. So if Chris wants to be the court case that proves the GPL, I'm sure there's lots of people in the open source community who would love that opportunity.
What's your position? Do you want to do this? Are you thinking of doing it?
I wasn't before, but it sounds like Chris, like a business argument isn't going to change his mind. It sounds like, you know, all the legal analysis from the biggest experts in the world isn't going to change his mind. He's just decided the license doesn't apply to him, and so he shouldn't have to care about it. And that's breaking the law.
I mean, you know, when I was in college in Georgia, apparently it was illegal, like in the Georgia state doctrine, it was illegal to get a blowjob in the state of Georgia. But that's one of those laws that's never enforced. So that brings up a valid question. What kind of law is it if it's unenforceable?
I think it's the same kind of law that
is
you
it
want
even a law? I'm not familiar that it's a law. I know it's a license. I didn't know it was a law.
Copyright is a law, and it's the same law that you feel protects your work and your license and the distribution or not distribution of Thesis. So, yeah, I think it's completely valid, and it's also important as just on behalf of the WordPress community, which has invested thousands of man years in creating software under this license. It would be disrespectful to all those people who, you know, consciously chose to be involved with the project that use the GPL to not to say the GPL doesn't matter, anyone can violate it, it isn't enforceable.
Chris, what do you think about that? The threat of a lawsuit isn't something that you want in your business. That also would threaten your business and the people who depend on it.
I'm not worried about threats. That doesn't motivate me or sway me one way or the other. It doesn't matter. If it happens, it happens. I'm ready. I've accepted the position that I'm in. I found peace with it. I feel comfortable with my method of operation and where I stand. So it's you know, if it happens, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't really care.
If you could be convinced that this is the right way for your business and the right way in general, would you change? Would you make this change?
What, to go GPL?
Yeah.
I've explained it so many times. No. Until I look at this and see or think and realize that there may be some kind of true distinct advantage without long-term problems and other things, then I might. But at this time, I feel like my method of operation is exactly congruent with my feelings about everything. And so I feel good. I'm operating in a method that is harmonious with my existence and everything that it has been about up to today. So,
Chris, I'll tell you why that's hard to hear, because it sounds like what you're saying to Matt is, unless you guys come at me full force, I don't have enough of incentive to change, and I don't want to change, and I'm not going to.
Regardless. I mean, I guess that's that. If you're gonna be upset about something and say that somebody's breaking the law and whatnot, I suggest you back that up with some real action. Otherwise, it's just idle threats.
Chris, why are you saying that? You're saying sue me?
I'm just saying, if you're going to hurl accusations, you should back them up. All I'm saying is substantiated evidence. Every empirical claim should be and must be backed up with actual evidence or facts, or it is based on nothing. It's nothing more than rhetoric. I don't have time for rhetoric. I have time for action.
I see. So you want a settlement to this issue. Sounds like Matt wants a settlement to this issue, and you're both thinking that the best way to do it is with a court case. And if not a court case, it doesn't make sense to keep having conversations and discussions like this.
Well, I agree. I don't think anyone said that.
I would love for Chris just to use a GPL. I mean, everyone else in the WordPress community already complies with the license. It's not like this is some sort of weird niche interpretation of the GPL we have, where this is basically what the entire legal community believes in, except for one guy in Florida. So I would love for Chris to just come on over. We'd love that.
That's another irresponsible statement from you, Matt. That's not what the entire legal community believes. How can you even make such a claim? You know, you got to start checking what you're saying because of your position. You have to. It's your responsibility.
Who else? Sorry, do you want to give another example or two? I think someone in the audience earlier was asking for it.
I forgot you were one of the top three people in WordPress and that I should check with you before I say anything. But, I mean, just in general here,
no, that's not necessary. Chris, do you want to bring up another person so that we're not just left with that one lawyer? Do you have another person at your fingertips that you can bring up?
I know there's been a bunch of posts. I don't have anything this second, like, pulled up.
So I would point to three organizations: the Free Software Foundation, which is the creator of the GPL. They wrote the GPL license and have been at the center of it for 20, 30 years now. Second, I would point to the Software Freedom Law Center, which has been sort of the lawyers, the pro bono lawyers behind every single GPL case that's ever happened. And third, Heather Meeker, who's the chief counsel for Mozilla, a brilliant intellectual property attorney and has been dealing with intellectual property and open source for at least a dozen years now.
Would you two be willing to have a private conversation about this with the goal of not letting the other person know what your point of view is and why it's right, but with the goal of trying to find a way where you can both live together comfortably?
I would just want to say that I've tried to contact Chris privately before, and I would happily promote thesis, send people the thesis, you know, love thesis, whatever. I'd switch my own site to thesis. It just came over the GPL. I mean, it's not hard.
Would you switch your own site to thesis with a link to thesis if Chris went GPL?
Oh man, I really said that, didn't I?
Sounds like you would. And Chris, now you've got a business decision to make. Does that make enough sense for you? Does the traffic and the reputation that comes from that help?
Well, Andrew, the thing about that, there's no incentive that incentivizes me to do anything. My decisions come from within. My motivation comes from within. I don't care what anyone does. I don't care if the whole world sets me up and says, you're president of the world now because of this. It doesn't matter to me. All that matters to me is how I feel inside, and I don't feel like it's right for me or my business. That's all.
Okay. All right. Then I don't think it's fair for me to try to make you change that point of view. What I was trying to do here was bring the two of you together. And if I couldn't do that, to at least give you an open forum to express how you honestly feel. And I think we've got how each of you feels. And I think we did it in a way that shows respect for the other person's point of view and at least the ability to, for the other person to express that point of view. And I think we accomplished what we set out here to do, at least. Well, we didn't accomplish my big goal, which is bringing the two of you together, but at least we did allow each of you to say where you stand. Final word, Chris? And then final word, Matt?
Nothing. I appreciate you having this interview, Andrew. I think that a lot of people in the community are going to appreciate that, and I think that it's good to have this kind of live interaction. And Matt, I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you coming on here today, too. I think that... Just sharing the information and being honest instead of all these like one-sided things where somebody says something terrible over here and others retweet that and like all this bad information is perpetuated, to have a self-contained conversation like this where details can be hammered out seems to make a lot of sense. And I think I appreciate that as somebody. I just want honest information to be out there. I don't want Matt to be getting hammered by people who are fans of me. I don't want to be hammered by his fans. I think that everyone should be able to behave in a respectable manner and get the facts straight, or at least get some information in a forum where it makes sense. And I think you've provided that, and I think that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Matt, final word?
I think the facts basically come down to three basic things. I mean, one, going GPL is the right thing to do. I mean, you don't want to be at odds with a platform that your entire business is built on. Like you said, WordPress is a very large community. That's apparently why he chose it as opposed to a different platform. But when you choose software, you abide by its license, just like you would want people who use Thesis to abide by its license. Second, I believe it's the legal thing to do, which sort of the best legal minds who have looked at this issue and at WordPress and at Themes have decided. And three, I just think it's good business. I mean, lots of other businesses made the switch, and so you have direct analogs to what Chris is could do here. And three, back to the first point, is just you want to be aligned with the platform you're built on. So those are sort of, I guess, in summation, is the things I believe. And again, thank you, Andrew, for bringing together this Oprah special.
Well, thank you both, Matt, Chris. Thank you both for coming here and talking about this. I really was hoping that I could bring the two of you together and have some kind of understanding that would work for both of you. But as I said, if we can't have that, at least we had a discussion where you could each express your point of view and we can all learn from it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Cool. And thank you all for watching and listening. Bye.